Department of Health and Human Services expressing concerns about the O&M proposed changes to the guidance revisions. The Director of Behavioral Health gave an update on services they provide. Focus was on health care support. While demand for services has increased, funding has not, so they had to make changes. There was also a big concern of making changes without consumer input. And so they are listening to consumers and making, well, consumers are understanding that there is not enough funds and together working on what are the priorities. Things are getting even more difficult with inflation. So there is not just enough funds, but prices went up. Recruitment and retention is also a challenge. Behavioral health professionals are leaving state employment for higher pay. Still, with the HHS, there were some audit findings noted the need for clear definition of legal guardian's role. They also addressed some instances when healthcare providers are billing without proper documentation of the kind of services they are providing. They also talk about the need for explanation of the appeal process, which is not that clear. The Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act partners, we have a presentation of the Medicaid changes where there are a lot of technicalities and changes that actually went over my head, but they are offering to come to each state agency to explain those changes when we request them. Agency directors at this meeting also expressed concern about the office and management and budget proposed changes. At the StarTran meeting, they are working to improve bus stop locations accuracy for better Google Map integration. There was a problem on those bus stops because they say that we could use our smartphones and easily find the bus stops, but when we do that in many situations, Google Maps does not recognize that, so they are working on that. They are also upgrading routes to improve their services. The Multimodal Transportation Center, MMTC, the groundbreaking is set for July 29th, which is next week, with construction starting on mid-August of this year through projected completion on January or February of 2028. The Commission for the Blind is working on pursuing to place a blind vendor for this location to have vending machines and or micro markets. StarTran completed also their annual safety training in June. Other activities that I attended or the commission attended are the Nebraska State Auditor's Office conducted an in-depth attestation review for the agency for all activities in 2025. I want to emphasize that if they found something that they need to go back to previous years, they did it. So that's one of the areas we work a lot on, to trying to provide to them a lot of documentation on all areas. This took more most of the focus of the leadership and the business office, well, supervisors and folks to for the almost 2 months. Some of the areas they look at were time sheets, sick and vacation leave, for instance. They found out that one of the employees who was promoted at the time who he was promoted, for some reason the sick leave was not transferred at the same amount, and he lost like 180 hours of sick leave. And we tried to explain to them that it wasn't us, it was state personnel, because we didn't have an HR person yet, but they didn't care, you know, they just told us we had to do it, but we work on that in advance already. They look at all related documentation of HR as well as other departments. At the Nebraska Business Enterprise, they look at all contracts, looking for dates of expiration. They also look at the P&Ls. One of the findings, for instance, was a blind vendor sent a check to pay for the P&Ls and also for rent. And what they are saying is that it needs to be separate. Even though we separate the payments in the books, but again, it's one of the findings they told us. They set aside payments from the subcontractors that we have. Also, they noticed some discrepancies on the amount. Again, just different kind of things there. They look at all codings for the payments we make from different grants. The exit conference occurred on June 23 with Commissioner Livingston attending. And NCBBI submitted their first response on June 30th. We have 6 months to also submit another report on the areas they found. The auditors found no major deficiencies or misuse of funds, which is good news. We feel like sometimes we take a calculated risk on the services we provide and the innovative program we want to implement. We were questioned on them, but they were pleased with our answers. However, they have recommendations to strengthen internal processes. At least 50% of those processes that they found, we were working on them before they came already. On May 13th, I was interviewed by former RSA Commissioner Janet Labrick on a podcast named Visionary Voices Exchange, explaining to them about the transition programs we have, more specifically about the wages program. In early July, I attended the NFB National Convention. Commissioner Livingston mentioned some of the areas. The focus is mainly advocacy, technology, and the resolutions committee, which I'm part of, passed a resolution where I work on to asking the Department of Education, the U.S. Department of Education, to respect or uphold the integrity of the Rehabilitation Act, which I mentioned earlier. On July 16th, I met with a couple of researchers from the University of Illinois. They want to start a longitudinal study to prevent depression for blind youth. They want to be able to detect signs of depression and work on preventing for them to be to prevent from happening in many situations. We had a supervisors meeting yesterday, and we like the idea because we know this and we are experts on blindness, but not in mental health counseling, and this is going to help us. Now, they're working on their grant proposal, which will be submitted in September. They are very optimist, and if that happens, we will partner with them next year, for the next 5 years, starting next year. In the business office highlights, like I mentioned earlier, the business office worked very hard and efficient on providing all the documentation for the auditors. Now, I want to emphasize that that was almost a full-time job, just providing all the documentation from different areas to the auditors, and on top of that, continue doing the regular jobs. The agency remains in a very strong position financially speaking. We received over $230,000 from Social Security reimbursement and have some carry over from the state. We are planning to upgrade or get a new software for the business enterprise program to help us calculate better the P&L submissions, which was one of the areas that the auditors also look at. As you know, I sent you an email from the governor's office where he's asking to be more restrictive on our expenses, especially on travel expenses. It's not a mandate, but it's a very strong memo. We have enough funds, and we believe that even if they get if we get a cut of 5 or 8% that sometimes they talk about, we should be able to continue operating as usual. Things will be difficult on providing documentation, going back and forth, but we will do our best. The leadership will work with the governor's office and the Department of Administrative Services to make sure we continue doing business as usual, making sure that our employees continue doing their great job. The technology area, they focus on digital accessibility, staff training of emerging assistive technology, and infrastructure updates. Charles continue to provide bi-weekly training to our staff. He conducted individual consumer assessments on different tools, facilitated agency-wide demonstration of the Braille Not Evolve, and provided ongoing tech support in different areas, especially software, collaborated with Tyler Technology and the Office of the CIO to remediate website accessibility, finalized purchase of software to ensure ongoing compliance, and finalized installation for high-speed internet at the student apartment. He also evaluated smart classes with input from staff and consumers. Kathy Stevens coordinated with Surplus to transfer and use MBE assets, manage the year-end inventory, the technology inventory mainly, arrange for staff and clients to attend different conferences, coordinated with risk management to facilitate repaired on state vehicles damaged in recent accidents and hailstorms, administer agency remote meetings, human resources, on staff updates. Suzette Casillas retired in June. We are pleased to announce that we hired Vanessa Valls, who started to work on July 13th. She's working on the front desk, bringing over 27 years of experience. Jordan Herman, who is here, did I pronounce your last name okay?
Yes.
Jordan Herman, he started this week. He will be the technology specialist for the North Platte District. And if you have questions, he's here. He's getting training at the center now. In Omaha, the VR counselor, Seman Zep, resigned to be relocated to South Dakota with her family. The position was advertised, and we are waiting to start interviews. In Lincoln, Katie Gallegas submitted her resignation, also relocating to South Dakota. You know that they moved there in the summer. And HR submitted and started all the required approval steps to fulfill this vacancy according to the governor's hiring restrictions. I am pleased to announce that yesterday afternoon this position was approved for hire, so it's out there. We will be hopefully fully staffed. Staff training and professional development. On May 12th, all staff members completed knowledge interpreter training and participated on the agency forum via Zoom. Some commissioners, I think, were present. Some staff attended a variety of technology trainings, such as a public sector IT leader, data security session, AI executive, order webinar, Android courses, AI seminar on webinar. Mark Coleman completed his certificate program with Louisiana Tech University. Some staff attended a TACTA art teaching at the NFB headquarters, co-sponsored by other private entities. Other attended trainings on structural discovery, O&M history, bridges out of poverty, college career readiness, tactile training for deafblind individuals, and Helen Keller's National Center Services. Also training on navigation dementia care. Some staff members also attended the NFB National Convention and the annual O&M conference in Dallas.
Awesome.
Field services. We have our civil summit in May with over 100 participants, and staff members helped to put together several of the training sessions. Wages also started on July 7th and ends today. All of us hopefully will be there for this graduation ceremony. Project Independence is happening next week for kids between 7 to 13 years old, maybe 12 years old. I get confused on that. Kate, home teaching was held on each of the districts. Field staff continue to build strategic community and businesses partnership across districts to expand employment opportunities. Some of them are collaborating with Mississippi Vocational Rehabilitation for an apprenticeship for one of our clients, develop work-based learning experiences, participating on regional WIOA partner boards, network with an array of businesses for employment opportunities and on-the-job training opportunities, attended rehabilitation centers teaching mobility and other non-visual techniques for their staff and patients, also attended a network with healthcare professionals, job fairs, hosted informational tables at different events, met with public libraries, retirement community centers, partnered with consumer organizations, we partnered with the NFB of Nebraska for the Bell program, and we have a couple of our staff members volunteering there, but they were using work time. We continue collaborating with some entities to ensure their applications are fully accessible. Some of the statistics: active clients serve on all statuses for OIB, or older individuals who are blind, 496, independent living under 55, 79, vocational rehabilitation, 499, for a total of 1,074 clients that we're serving this year so far. We have a variety of successful closures, such as accountant or auditor, booth cashier, food preparation server worker, computer programmer, construction laborer, counter attendant, educational counselor, farmer, graphic designer, janitor, legal support worker, mental health counselor, physical therapist assistant, production worker, receptionist, recreation worker, registered nurse, rehabilitation counselor, retail salesperson, sales representative, software analyst, stock clerk, teaching assistant, transportation manager. So those are the different kinds of jobs we help people get. The next area is the Nebraska Center for the Blind. There are seven participants, six are VR clients, and one is a staff trainee, and one more person will start this coming Monday, for a total of eight. A VR consumer graduated on May 15. A student re-entered training on May 26 after a temporary pause for college coursework. Sarah Roos brought three of their students from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln ONM program to the center to experience some structural discovery training, especially on the mobility area and a home management. The center hosted five facility tours, ongoing programming, including drops, mini meals, commitment meals, daily techniques, weekly philosophy seminars. Students also participated on community integration activities, including evaluating a vacant rental apartment using non-visual inspection and reader techniques, visiting the Talking Book and Braille services and the Lincoln City Library, viewing an audio description video, hiking the Map Park Trail, went to Pioneers Park, picnic at Mahoney Park, and attending this meeting. You're here, right?
Yes.
Okay, just checking, guys. The last section is the Nebraska Business Enterprises MBE at the U.S. Stratcom. Remodeling is near completion, which will happen, according to them, by mid-August. And the grand reopening is expected to be in September. They are stating that they would like to get the media can to show how they work with us and how the blind person runs the cafeteria. So, Commissioner Rocha, you need to get ready for that.
Get
partied
up.
MBE staff also met with Stratcom management to talk about their vending machines, as some of the sales went down because we have a micro market there. So there are more sales on the micro market. The blind vendor is making more money, but a lot of the vending machines are empty. So we're working on removing those machines and perhaps opening a small micro market somewhere in the building again. The USCIS building in Lincoln, the facility consolidation from two to one building remains ongoing. We still don't know when that will be finalized. The Ashland National Guard base, the contract was finalized. This is kind of exciting because due to the fact that the Army got a waiver from the Department of Education not to take the priority, we in Nebraska were able to get this. So this is good news. Services are expected to start middle of or end of August. The Nebraska Youth Correctional facility in Omaha was closed, and the vending units are relocated to other state office building. We refurbished the pool table at the state patrol law enforcement. When I ask why do we have to pay for them to get entertainment, well, they had to pay for it, so they do buy their tokens and use that to use the pool machine, so the blind vendor gets money there. The active blind vendors count is at 15. I reported last time 16, but there was a miscount because we have a blind subcontractor, or actually is a, we call it low vision. He doesn't qualify for being blind, because he's not legally blind, but he does qualify for our services, but not for the vending program. Complaints, there were some minor complaints dealt by the vendor themselves. And MBE, with the blind vendors, is launching a training course via NAMA the blind vendors approved to use said unassigned funds for this training to send up to 4 blind vendors. There were 3 blind licensees who applied, interviews happened, and so far there have been 2 approved. And that is the report. I will be glad to answer any questions.
Questions from the board for Carlos?
I wanted to, I think you answered this question, but I want to be clarified. So the Randolph Shepherd is under the Department of Education. Is that going to go to HHS or to the labor?
HHS. Okay. Yeah. Randolph Shepherd is under RSA, so RSA moved to HHS.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to welcome the new team members to NCVI.
Thank you.
You're here.
Any other questions?
Yes. From the board?
Okay.
Okay.
Mark has a question.
Going on, we might as well go into the public comment period. Go ahead.
Yeah.